This is Washington Watch with Tony Perkins, your voice in Washington, D.C. on the issues of faith, family, and freedom. And now, the weekend edition of Family Research Council's Washington Watch.
Hello and welcome to the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins. I'm your host, David Salkeld, a constitutional conservative, husband, and homeschool dad. This past week, we celebrated our nation's 241st birthday, a day that has been described as our founding fathers committing high treason, because of course they were citizens of Britain. In light of that, we're going to be highlighting some of the interviews from our Independence Day program, and we're going to start off with an historic look at the time period right around the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And to do that, we invited my good friend Rick Green to join us. Rick is the president of Patriot Academy and co-host of Wall Builders Live, both of which deal with the founding fathers and the groundwork they laid for our country. Here now is Tony Perkins as he gets things underway.
Rick, thanks so much for joining us here on this July 4th celebration.
Tony, my pleasure, man, and just thank you for all you guys do at FRC. I know your listeners get to hear great radio from you every day, but they may not realize how effective y'all are behind the scenes, and I thank God for you guys and the team that you have and the pastors you train and the impact you have in Washington, brother. We really appreciate you. Can't think of a better day to be with you than July 4th and get to celebrate our independence and that continued independence thanks to folks like y'all. So appreciate you having me on.
Well, thank you, Rick. And I know a lot of our listeners actually get a double dose. They get you guys and us as well. So they get a daily dose of good policy and good history. Let's talk about, you know, when in today's world. I mean, look, since the election, I don't think it's been any more pronounced than what we've seen in the last 5 to 6 months. America is a divided nation ideologically. But even in this season of what I would call hostility, we still enjoy freedoms unlike any other country in the world. And that's no accident. What our founders understood about freedom that allowed them to give birth to a nation that remains free and prosperous. I mean, there's something significant about that, Rick.
It's so unique in history, and you know, let's be blunt, we're spoiled. You know, we've been able to live in this freedom our whole lives, and so we don't necessarily appreciate just how blessed we are. And so it's easy for us to look at something we don't like about the country and or complain about some of the trends that are occurring in the country. And so, oh, it's all over. Grab your guns and canned food. Go out at the ranch. And a lot of people kind of doomsday it like that. And we can't be like that. We got to realize, even with the challenges we have, like you just said, we still have the greatest nation in the history of the world. We have such incredible opportunity and liberty and freedom right before us. And best of all, we have all the tools at our fingertips to correct the challenges and the things, the slouch towards socialism that we've seen the last few decades. We can fix all of that. And in many ways, there's some positive things happening in Washington and in states across the country to do exactly that. So I appreciate your optimistic approach, and I hope your listeners realize when they see some of the negative out there, step back and look at the big picture and realize just how blessed we are and that we can correct those negatives because the founders gave us the tools and they put at our fingertips everything we need to peaceably change the course of the nation in a positive direction.
Well, let's talk, Rick, about, you know, 241 years later, America is still going, despite the challenges that we've faced, whether it be economic, whether it be cultural, whether it be national defense, we're still going. What is it that makes America so unique? And let me use that word that the liberals hate. Why is America exceptional?
That's right. And you know, when we use that, some people think we're bragging. And the truth is, it was a Frenchman that gave it to us. De Tocqueville is the one that came over here and said, there's something different here. The Americans have something. They're in an exceptional position, and they've already created something exceptional. And they have the potential of doing something that no people have ever been able to do in the history of the world. And we saw that played out. I mean, not only have we saved the world from communism and despotism and Nazism in the last century, not only have we been the most benevolent nation in the history of the world, always the first there when there's a tragedy, and we send our money all around the world to bless other people. I mean, all these great things that we've seen, you got to scratch your head and say, why us? I mean, what caused that effect? There's got to be a cause for the effect. It doesn't happen by accident.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly there is. When you study what they did at the beginning of our country and you study what they based these principles upon, you realize it was unique in the history of the world. And Washington probably summed it up better than anybody after he was basically saying to the nation his farewell address. He was saying, okay, I'm moving on. Let me give you some warnings. and he was watching the French Revolution take place, and they wanted what we have, and yet they changed the formula. Our formula is liberty under God, liberty respecting the authority of God, liberty knowing that that's where it came from. And they said, no, God, we don't want God in the equation. We just want libertas. And it led to the guillotine and absolute chaos. And Washington looked at the American people and said, you know what? Religion and morality are indispensable supports of political prosperity. You want freedom. You want liberty. You want a political system that has prosperity and all the things that we love about America. You better keep religion and morality at the heart of it. And that's really the secret key to what we've had, is that it has that strong biblical foundation based on timeless principles, timeless truths that don't change. We've lived the benefit of that, but once we got spoiled, we've been kind of trying to want to move away from it, push God out of the equation, be kind of like the French, and it hasn't been good for our culture, our society. But the good news is, as we rediscover that, we can return to it and restore it for our kids and grandkids.
You know, it's amazing, Rick, when you look at what George Washington, you made reference to his farewell address to the nation, and that is one of the most widely studied treatise on government. I mean, people all over the world look at that. There's such wisdom contained in that. And you can really track it. I know you guys at Wall Builders, you know, David has been out front on this for years. As we move away from those moral pillars, we see the erosion of freedom.
We do, and we also see just bad results. Even if a person wants to sit back and say, okay, I'm not with Tony and Rick on their particular faith, and I consider myself a liberty lover, but I'm real data driven and fact driven. You can just look at the facts. You can look at the difference in a recidivism rate, for instance, in a faith-based prison where they address the heart as well. You get a 6 or 7% recidivism rate of people actually returning. But you go to a non-faith-based prison, most of our prisons, then it's 67, 68% that end up back in prison. Or you look at education or any other area of the culture, and when you leave that faith element in the equation, when you leave God in the equation, you get great results. Because he wrote the manual. He wrote the instruction manual for us. He knows how we operate, how our brains work, how our body works, how our relationships work. And that's what the founder said. If we'll follow the Father of Lights, if we'll follow his formula, we'll get a good result. Even a non-Christian like Benjamin Franklin pointed that out to the other founders. But when we remove that and we move away from it, we have to live with the bad results of that and the erosion of freedom. You're 100% right. We're seeing it on college campuses. We're seeing it in pastors being arrested for just simply praying or reading a Bible on a sidewalk. People run out of business for simply living out their faith. There's definitely a lot of negative there, but as we said earlier, we can reverse that trend if we come back to the formula.
I want to go back, Rick, something you just said about the college campuses, the threat that we're seeing on college campuses. I'm actually encouraged by what I see among a lot of young people. I wrote last year a book called No Fear, telling the stories of young people.
Oh, man, great book, by the way, and incredible stories.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. But you are doing some stuff to train up those people so I can write about them in your Patriots Academy. You are equipping them with these founding principles and sending them out there with confidence to take on the world.
I got to tell you, Tony, I get, you know, sometimes I look at what's going on in the world and I can get discouraged just like anybody else, but when I come to Patriot Academy and I see these 16 to 25-year-olds that are just passionate about freedom and liberty and God's word and smart and articulate and talking about how to save the country and what they're going to do to lead, and as we equip them and not only give them the educational kind of philosophical foundation, but then the tools to win. So like the men of Issachar, understanding the times and knowing what to do and then seeing them go out there and implement it, it lights me up. It encourages me to know that God really is raising up a remnant that gets it and that is willing to engage. So I'm like you. I'm hopeful. I see good things in them. Some people badmouth millennials all the time. And we can certainly talk about the complaints there, but, man, I see in them a cause-oriented generation that is willing to step into the fray. They want truth. They're looking for truth. And when you get it in front of them, man, they grab a hold and take off. And we started this thing about 16 years ago, Patriot Academy, David Barton and I, back when I was in the legislature, and it just kind of, you know, grew from there to now a whole generation of graduates out there making movies in politics in different areas of the culture. And we do it in state capitals across the country. They actually come in and live the life of a legislator for the week and debate on the Real House floor and in committee rooms and all that. So they learn the process, but they also learn why. They learn why they're doing what they're doing. We always close it out with this incredible ceremony. July 4th is the perfect time to talk about it. We have veterans that come in and ceremonially pass the torch to these young leaders and say, okay, I was willing to die for your freedom. Now it's time for you to go live it. And the students actually come forward and they sign the Declaration of Independence. We tell them the story of the signing of the Declaration and what those men sacrificed to birth the nation and why they believe what they believe. And then we say, look, it's your turn. You're going to give of your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor from now on. That's your time, your money, your willingness to stand up and speak truth. And Tony, I got to tell you, man, when they come forward and they sign, often in tears as they realize what they've been given and the duty they have to preserve it, it's just an inspiring moment. And so I want to encourage your listeners to know God's raising up some great young leaders in this next generation.
Well, we've got a link listed on our website, and we're almost out of time, but you've got several coming up this summer, and then you've got a special one for veterans in August. Quickly,
yes.
Tell our listeners about
yes.
it.
Super, super excited about this. Military veterans of any age, retired or active duty, we're going to do our first Patriot Academy for veterans. I've had so many of them ask me to do so, and we had some young ones come through a few years back, and they said, now I understand what I was fighting for because I saw the belly of the beast from within. And so veterans of any age, any branch, we would love to have you come spend that 5 days with us in Texas. It's in August when it's going to be hot, but you're going to be in the Capitol, and you're going to be a senator for that week and learn the biblical foundations of our country and how you might be able to serve the next chapter of your life, still serving the country, but in this particular realm. All of it available there at patriotacademy.com. So really, we got one for every age, but we're really looking for those biblically-minded military veterans to come have the opportunity to serve.
All right. Rick Green, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll encourage folks to check that out.
Thanks, Tony. God bless you, man. Y'all keep up the great work.
You can find out more about Wall Builders Live, Patriot Academy, and Rick Green when you visit tonyperkins.com. While you're there, why don't you consider a gift to Family Research Council as we continue to fight for your values in Washington, D.C. and around the country. Again, that's tonyperkins.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back for an interview with someone who was nearly executed for their faith.
The Center for Medical Progress continues to release shocking videos that expose the lies and crimes of Planned Parenthood. David DeLeiden, the heroic undercover journalist behind the videos, was recently exonerated from the charges filed against him. Come to Values Voter Summit to hear from David DeLeiden in person as he discusses his journey and the courage it takes to stand up for the unborn. Other invited and confirmed speakers include President Donald Trump, Vice President Mike Pence, Michelle Bachmann, Franklin Graham, Dana Loesch, and many more. Register now at valuesvotersummit.org.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. I'm your host, David Salkeld. On Tuesday's edition of Washington Watch Live with Tony Perkins, Tony was joined by Virginia Prodan to talk about the freedom we enjoy here in the United States and how many take it for granted. Virginia grew up in the communist country of Romania and was nearly executed for following Christ and helping defend other Christians in court. Here's how Tony got this interview started.
Virginia, welcome to Washington Watch.
Thank you so much, Tony, for having me.
Well, Virginia, I know we've had you at FRC before lecture, and we've actually played your the lecture here on Washington Watch, but I wanted to bring you back today because it's July 4th. We're celebrating our freedom, and I think too many Americans take this freedom for granted, and I wanted you just briefly to share your story with our listeners.
I believe freedom is precious to those who don't have it. I live in a country without freedom, and freedom is a gift from God. The word says you will know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And we have to remember as Americans that in many ways, we were blessed. First of all, America was built on God's principles and received God's blessings. America's values, God's values, made America a powerful country with unlimited God-given blessings and possibilities for everyone. America, because of that, was remained a country that the rest of the world looked at, and a country that proudly led the way. In the last 10 years or more, America turned back to God. It's blind to sin, makes no interest in Jesus Christ, many of them. A lot of people depend more and more on government and fear more government than God. So I will say that America is losing its identity, value, success, influence, and its power, not only at home, but in the world. America in many ways today looks defeated. Why? Because I believe Christian America has lost its cultural leadership. In many ways, we as Christians became the silent majority in America. It's time to change. It's time for us to stop being fearful and politically correct and be godly correct.
You mentioned about being fearful, and I've heard you say this before, that the fear of man is weakening America from within. Explain that to our listeners, what you mean by that.
I have seen America change in the last 25 years so much because people fear more the government than they fear God. They believe that government can take away their jobs if they speak up, and that fear is weakening America. Our resources and our provider is God. If we forget who we are and who God is for us, the fear will conquer us. I do remember, even in the interrogation room, being beaten, I learned a lot of good lessons. I had more courage than my own persecutors, by people that were my enemies. I learned that if the truth lives in me, lies cannot overpower me. If my soul is free, not power on earth can enslave me. And if God gives me victory, defeat is impossible. Those are the lessons, and those are the things that I love to share with American people, because God is the one who can take away that fear of man from us. And when we fear God and we know that he is our provider and he is for us and not against us, we can process our faith, and that faith will give us wisdom, stability, and victory in any circumstances.
That is absolutely true, and I know that is kind of the theme of my book, No Fear. But your story is told in your book, Saving My Assassin. And folks, you can get a copy of Virginia's book by going to the website, TonyPerkins.com. Also on that website, we've got a link to her lecture that tells more of her story. When she told it at FRC recently. Virginia, I want to thank you for joining us today. I want to thank you for being courageous and speaking the truth to America. I mean, you're safe, you're free, you're here in America now, but you're sounding the alarm to let Americans know that the freedoms we have, unless we stand up and defend them, we can lose them.
I want to say to the American people a few things. Remember who you are. You brought Christ and freedom all over the world. It's time for us Americans to bring Christ and freedom back to America. It's time when you celebrate 4th of July to declare your full dependence on God, because God can use you and me and change America. And with that in mind, I want, starting this 4th of July, to celebrate 4th of July in a different way. Live for God without fear of man, and watch what God can do in you, around you, and in our country.
Could not say it better myself. Virginia, thanks so much for joining us today, and have a great 4th of July.
Thank you so much, Tony. Thank you so much.
All right.
Have a blessed and wonderful 4th of July, too.
You can find out more about Virginia Prodan when you visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, a quick reminder that your generous contributions to Family Research Council enable us to continue making these programs available, helping you stay informed on the issues that matter to you. You can donate when you visit TonyPerkins.com. When we come back, American hero and founding member of the Army's Delta Force, Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin.
For nearly 40 years, Washington and much of the American public have held up disclosure and campaign finance laws as ideals and the path to cleaner and freer elections. In her new book, The Intimidation Game, Kimberly Strassel provides firsthand accounts concerning how both have been hijacked by the left as weapons against free speech and free association, becoming the most powerful tools of those intent on silencing their political opposition. At frc.org/speakers, listen to Ms. Strassel as she discusses about these issues affecting free speech.
Welcome back to the weekend edition of Washington Watch. I'm David Salkeld. You know, there was a surprising amount of anti-American sentiment on the news during all of the Independence Day festivities, and so we decided to talk with FRC's own Lieutenant General Jerry Boykin about the transcendent cause of freedom and why it's okay to be proud to be an American. Here's Tony Perkins with that interview.
General Boykin, welcome back to Washington Watch as we celebrate this 4th of July and the freedoms that the Marine Corps has won for us.
Well, first of all, happy 4th of July.
Yeah,
secondly, I think that you need to
I
see
wish we were on TV.
I wish we were on TV
because people could have seen that look on your face.
You're hallucinating.
Well, look, we've been talking. We had Rick Green on talking about America's Christian heritage. Mark Cowart talking about the role of Christians in integrating our faith with our patriotism. And then we just were talking with Virginia Prodan about the growing up in communist Romania, mm-hmm. how precious freedom is. And you've mm-hmm. traveled the world 36 and a half years in the United mm-hmm. States Army. You have done so much to protect our freedoms, but also bring freedom to other people. And it gives you a different mm-hmm. perspective on what we celebrate today.
It really does, Tony. And, you know, the constitutional freedoms that we are given is something that every member of the service, of an armed services, is sworn to defend those constitutional freedoms. But when you travel the world as much as those of us in special operations have, you see where people that live in an environment where they don't have those freedoms so appreciate coming to the United States, even if it's only for a short period. We would bring people in from different countries just to train with us here, and you would see that they were in awe, and at first they were just so overwhelmed they didn't even talk about it, and then they would gradually start to ask you questions about this. You can do that? Well, yeah. I mean, and then we look at them like, well, what do you mean? Of course.
Yeah, I experienced that back when I was working with the State Department after I came out of the Marine Corps. We'd bring, after the wall came down in Eastern Europe, we brought them over to the States for training, mm-hmm. Poland, Czechoslovakia, Romania. Mm-hmm. And I remember them going into a grocery store and they mm-hmm. were awestruck mm-hmm. because they had been told that we lived like they did.
Mm-hmm.
And they had no idea the bounty that comes with political and spiritual freedom.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, one of the other things that we, when we would have people in, we'd take them out to dinner at night, and sometimes, we'd be very late, and they would be asking us, well, what time is the curfew? What time do we have to be back? You know, we would say, well, you know, there's no curfew here. You know, curfews are only established when there's some kind of threat or something, but we don't have a curfew here. And you forget that simple things like that mean so much to people when they come into our country. You know, Korea for years, all of South Korea had a curfew. I mean, this was long after the Korean War, but they had a curfew. And maybe they still do. At least when I was there, they did. And you don't realize just how much freedom we actually have. And remember, you know, on the 4th of July, or really on the 2nd of July, when they took that vote to leave the Crown of England, separate from the Crown of England, that was the beginning of this process that ultimately resulted in a Constitution and a Bill of Rights. And you and I and every service member, that's what we've sworn to support and defend, you know, with our lives if necessary. Right. And that's why for me, the 4th of July is so very, very special, because it's a reminder of what we fought for, of what we served for, of what we sacrificed for, and what every young man and woman that's serving in our military today has by their own oath sworn to defend And it all started on that, when that vote was taken in Philadelphia, and that's what we celebrate here today.
Well, you often speak, General, when you talk about a transcendent cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot look at our freedoms as Americans and the sacrifices made by the men and women who serve in our military, both just with giving their lives, both literally and then, and you know, for their times of service. You cannot look at that without an understanding of that transcendent cause.
No, that's exactly right. And it's a cause that's bigger than you. It's something you're willing to sacrifice for, serve for, and even die for. You know, I think one of the things that bothers me the most about where we are today as a nation is that there are lots of people that are not proud to be Americans because the left has bombarded them with a message that is that tells them you have no right to be proud to be an American. Well, I push back on that very strongly and say no. There's an awful lot of men and women that have served in the military that have given me the right to be proud to be an American, and it almost breaks my heart to see young people today that are not proud to be Americans, that don't see or don't feel compelled to stand when the flag goes by or when the anthem is played.
Well, the world would be a much different place, and I would say a much darker place if America had not been on the scene and men and women willing to serve and lay down their lives for others. General, as always, great to be with you.
Good to be with you.
We'll let you get back to your hot dogs and apple pie and
fireworks. The way you disturbed my nap is what happened.
Is that what it is? Okay.
If you want to find out more about General Boykin, he's a great follow on Twitter. Just head on over to TonyPerkins.com and follow the links. Also, while you're there, sign up for Tony's Washington Update. It's a daily email highlighting the important issues affecting your faith, family, and freedom. And if you find the weekend edition of Washington Watch informative and useful, we'd encourage you to tell your friends about Washington Watch. You can help us reach more people with this radio ministry by supporting our efforts and heading over to TonyPerkins.com and clicking on the donate button. Well, that's it for this week's show. I'm David Salkeld, thanking you for being with us, and I encourage you to be back here next week for the weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins.
The weekend edition of Washington Watch with Tony Perkins is a production of the Family Research Council in Washington, D.C. For more information on anything you've heard today, or if you'd like to find out how you can help support the ongoing efforts of the Family Research Council, visit TonyPerkins.com. Also, to leave a comment about Washington Watch, call our watch line at 866-372-7234.